Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center. www.imemc.org for Tuesday, July 14, 2009. Israeli tanks invade Gaza and the Israeli military kidnaps civilians in the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli tanks and bulldozers invaded on Tuesday afternoon farmlands located in the northern Gaza Strip. Witnesses said that Israeli tanks rolled into farmlands in the town of Beit Hanun and opened fire at residents' homes. Bulldozers came in after to destroy farmlands. The Al-Qassam Brigades, the armed wing of the ruling Hamas party in Gaza, said that its fighters clashed with the invading troops and fired RPG shells at them. No injuries were reported in both sides. Elsewhere, the Israeli military kidnapped on Tuesday 12 Palestinian civilians during invasions targeting a number of West Bank communities. Palestinian sources said that 7 were taken from Qalqilya in the northern West Bank, 2 from Bethlehem and 3 from Hebron, located in the southern West Bank. Witnesses reported that Israeli soldiers searched and ransacked homes in both Bethlehem and Hebron cities. Meanwhile, Israeli soldiers attacked homes in Azzun Atma village near Qalqilya and kidnapped 7 civilians, among them 2 children. The army claimed that those kidnapped had thrown stones at nearby settlers' road. In other news, Israeli bulldozers destroyed on Tuesday 4.5 acres of Palestinian farmlands near the northern West Bank city of Nablus. Local sources reported that the lands are located near the illegal Israeli settlement of Yitzhar and owned by farmers from nearby villages. The villagers say that the settlers want to expand their settlements using their land. They added that settlers attacked them when they tried to stop the bulldozers. Earlier, a group of armed Israeli settlers attacked and injured a Palestinian child on Monday night in the southern West Bank city of Hebron. Medical sources announced on Tuesday that Hani Abu Haykel, aged 14, sustained light wounds after he was beaten up by the settlers. Witnesses said that settlers attacked the boy near his home in Tel Armeda area in Hebron City. Doctors said that the boy were released from hospital on Tuesday morning. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Bannoura.